Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new DesktopRods.com Anime Club. So, for the next 6 weeks, I believe, we'll be watching Angel Beats. So, for those who aren't aware of our new format, if you know you missed Samurai Champloo, what this new format is that every week we'll be watching two episodes of a series, then commenting on those two episodes, and then as we progress through the series, we'll form our thoughts on the series as a whole, commenting on previous episodes in relation to these episodes, and if we've seen, you know, we'll try to keep future episodes, try to keep discussion on them to a minimum until we actually are watching them. So yeah, for the next 5 weeks, it'll be two episodes, and then on the sixth week, we'll be watching three episodes for a season finale type thing, because 13 episodes in this series. So yeah, Angel Beats! Hey! Yay! On the Dead Man Job today, as always, we have Punchatron.
Hello.
And Bobby-Wan.
How dare you put me last?
Yeah, I was gonna... You mixed up the order again, dude.
I feel like mixing things up every now and then. This is pretty much the only podcast I can do that on now.
I don't like change.
Everything else we do is just me and Bobby-Wan, basically. We need... If you would like to join a podcast, please contact me, deadman@dustoprods.com.
You can just shoehorn a recruiting message in there.
Also donate to Extra Life, deathstorebronze.com/extra-life. So anyway, Angel Beats. We're going to be starting out with the first episode. As always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. Now, I done goofed and got a different version for these guys. I got the, actual, I got the original release things where the first episode doesn't have the OP. I may have the Blu-ray thing where the where it actually does have the OP in that one. So we're going to be starting after the OP for the first episode, and then the second episode we're going to be watching, right from the beginning with the OP. So, with this first episode, when do you guys paused?
1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yep.
Okay, so 1 minute and 30 seconds if you have a version with the opening credits. If you don't, then just start right from the beginning. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3... 2, 1, go. Lost. When's the kid getting a second to a jet engine? I don't know, if a sidewalk? A road? Essex? Except how to talk and not everything. Well, hey, girl.
Fuck? Just sniper rifle.
Yep.
It'll be explained.
Yeah. Moon! Well, it's one way to recruit people. Just, hey, what's up? Join our shit.
You are dead.
It was kind of a shit afterlife. I was promised virgins, damn it. You just admitted you were dead. The guy just like, are you on drugs or something, woman? Why don't you try changing your approach? If everyone reacts the same way the way you're talking, just try changing your approach or have someone else greet them. Oh my god, that's a young girl. We're all gonna die. Not being facetious at all, man. It's fucking Japan.
Just, hey, this is what's going on. Give us a name.
Yes. Why would you talk to a small girl?
Or he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, and he's like, do you want to die? But I'm already dead. No, you're right. A crazy bitch with a gun. Well, that died out quickly. They're on drugs. Just be cool.
Or they were on drugs and then died in a drug-induced hallucinating state.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Because, you know, you're dead. Get it? Oh, right! The realization, but a realization of the completely wrong thing. Not really.
Why would your brain matter when you're dead?
Yeah, and plus, you know, you can die in an accident and not damage your head. And, okay.
Plot point.
Yep. Why am I naked?
That's a very good question.
Also, who undressed me? That's what I want to know.
I think Hinata does. Doesn't he?
I don't know. It's been a while.
That's part of the weird yaoi relationship that they have.
Yeah.
That isn't really anything.
Ruined my shirt.
Well. Enlist in what? I don't know what's happening. I already died, okay? I love they have the hit counter from fucking like the versus Capcom series.
Every fighting game ever.
Yes. He seems to have gotten, you know, used to this really quickly.
Well, that's optimism right there.
Yep. It's like, if I can't die, I might as well just erase myself. Fuck it.
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
What, does everyone revert back to teenagers here? Who the fuck set that up?
Them? The indecisively named Battlefront? Who the fuck's that bald guy in the background?
He's the principal, presumably. Presumably. Or previous principal.
Yeah, like, this is a world for, like, this is a world made up mostly of teenagers, like, completely of teenagers, from what I've seen. What I remember, anyway. The Wright brothers. Why would it have to end in Battlefront? Can I get, you know, clothes, please? The dumbass with the halberd cut up my other ones. No, you didn't! You barely explained anything!
So it's reincarnation, and they don't want to go through it.
Well, this is one of the assumptions that might happen.
Yeah, they actually have no idea what the balls going on. And that guy Sora keeps bending. Actually, that's a pretty interesting question. If reincarnation actually does happen, so you die as a person and your soul like becomes a person in the afterlife, but then if you get reincarnated and you die as like a barnacle, do you come back as a barnacle in the afterlife?
Very good question.
Barnacle Battlefront! You should stop talking, dude. Thank you. That's a great question to ask. Because we all know Buddhism is the one true faith. Much like it does in the afterlife. I mean, I just got reminded of the ending. I love how Yuri Pei is like, hey, be flexible, just get things the way they are. And yet she is inflexible on bullshit. He's like, I don't wanna. No, you're joining. Just fucking deal with it. That was a really slow... Okay, she set it up.
Goes around, comes around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a totally safe place, talking quite loudly with the windows open. Can you at least give me some clothes, woman?
But wait. You're just using Buddhism as a basis for your freaking assumptions.
Exactly! I'm going to forget half your names.
I like that they admit that right away. He has no character. That's why we remember him.
Yeah, pretty much the only guy I'll remember is TK. Of course we're working on him. TK's baller. Look at that sick band DZ he got on. You're probably just thinking, okay, I got like three other names and one of them was the chicks. I think I'll be good. So let's hit you in the head a lot. Because we want to see your sexy body. Get it? Heartbeats.
I get it. I think everyone gets
it. But do
it.
You really?
Mostly.
Do you? You don't.
You will, motherfucker. But you talked about him. You're fucked. Is Key Coffee an actual thing, or is it just a reference to like the key visual thing that the people who did this?
I wish I knew, but I don't.
No idea.
Their AI is shit, man. They keep repeating the same lines over and over again. I've seen like seven of the same people in the same room at one time. Wait, that guy's CG. The guy back there who gesticulated to his friends was CG. That looked terrible. What? So you're going to give him 1,000 years of death? It's a prove a point. She's a bit literal like that. So wait, the rules say that you could just randomly murder people? I kind of want to go to this world now. I don't give a fuck as an NPC anything. Just, hey, indiscriminately kill fucking people and no consequences. Fuck it. I don't fucking know.
I wouldn't at that point, unless God was just a game designer.
And folks are a kind of shit game designer. Dumbass Hinata. After that, guns. So if Angel was a guy, you'd be able to shoot her just fine? Sexist dick. Come from? Where's the projector? Wow! Fuck the man! Bitch, I got the gun.
Yeah, that's even odd, the threatening that's going on here.
Yeah. Right in front of the target. No, it's my stick. No, it's my stick. Well, that's like you said, the operation started at 1830. That clock said it was 1733.
There was a 1 hour time skip in the middle of that line.
So I stood around for an hour? Wait, yeah. And then she just said mission start and they just went? It's the power of music! Like most high schools, midnight rock concerts. Listen to this, they're pretty good, and wow, that was really sloppy. There's like loop these like five frames over and over again.
So they're a rebellious rock band that are dead.
Yep.
That also have armed support.
Yep. They're that awesome. Yes, it does. There's a big burly motherfucker.
Shut up!
Or I'll be done in for the next 5 minutes.
Shoot for the foot.
Ah, balls.
Yeah. Shoot for the leg.
How about, you know, you keep shooting her.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. You're boned, dude. Or you're gonna blip your ass. And thus he has no weapon. Ah, TK. Fucking shows the hell up. Yep, wait for her to bring up her guard skill before trying to shoot. Yes, we were too slow in waiting for her to do her thing. It's like fucking DBZ up in here. Jesus Christ. That, a fucking rocket launcher? What? And it was like, fuck yeah, rock concert! For how many people are actually in on this fucking thing, you'd think, you know, there's surprisingly only a few characters that we actually, like, know by name. Hey, dude, I'm, like, collect them or something? So are you okay with the 600 yen ticket? Let's bounce. Angel don't give a fuck. I just heard someone talking in English that wasn't TK.
Yes, I heard English.
It wasn't TK because it made sense. Yeah, so this leadership of power, she could turn on who knows how many fans.
I see what you did there.
Yes, does that justify the actions of turning on a fan and shooting at someone who won't die? Oh, the moral dilemma. So this is episode one. Okay. This show is still really good. Okay, so we'll give you guys a couple second break, and then we'll come back with episode two. And we're back with episode two. So with this one, since the OP is happening, we are going right from the beginning. You should have a white screen which fades into the OP. And then we'll go from there. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Piani! I feel like that should mean something.
It all means something, I'm sure.
Da-da-da-da. Look at those characters who have almost no personality. Look, it's the one awesome one and everyone else. And that band. Okay, am I the only one who's noticing the really, like, awkward transitions between, like, regular animation and CG stuff? Like, they do a decent enough job of, like, masking it, but, like, making it match the regular animation style, but I can still notice it.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. It's a bit too shiny. So do you think for those, like other instruments, do you think Angel was actually just making those with, like, some guard skill?
Guard no. skill. One-man band.
Yeah. Guard skill. Drop the bass. Blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it was underground.
Is it ever a basement, too?
Yeah. You already probably have any chance of winning. Ah, the times before Skype. It was a dark time back then.
All right. I know this episode. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Ah, DK. All right, let's go. I fucking love TK.
I always knew that there were secret passages down there.
Oh, yeah. It's where they hide the bodies. Wait, how can you stand? burn. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. And again with the hammer.
Did you just, like, put those hammers at spots that are going to screw him over later?
Probably. And I guess he actually put in, like, a slow-mo thing and a song that sounds like it's from the, like, SNL sketch.
The best part, the best time they use that, though, is with the rocket chair.
I remember this episode. I don't remember, like, every detail of it, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know, mental warfare, germ warfare, be nice to her, or something, I don't know. The hammer's still going.
Well, yeah. It's momentum.
Yep. I just love the fact that it was still going. Yes, look forward to getting fucked.
How Indiana Jones is this going to be?
Incredibly.
New guy! Throw yourself in front of it! Bodies will slow it down!
Yeah. Just give yourself like 5 minutes. It'll be fine. Yes, they've been saying that. They've been saying that the entire time they've been down here. Why are there fireflies all around your head, dude? What? What? Laser grid? They go straight Resident Evil on us. No shit, you're in a small hallway. With lights and shit. Do you think the guild makes her smoke bombs, or do you think she, like, custom makes them? Lasers!
Yes, the guild is brought to you by Laser Grid.
The guild is brought to you by the Umbrella Corporation. Fifth Don, don't give a fuck. It's like, I'm not sure if hanging out with these people is the right idea. Another indie trap!
So who's gonna die this time?
This big fucking dramatic moment. They're like, yeah, chill. Peace, bro. As many TK is able to hold up a fucking, like, giant wall thing. It's also strange to hear him speak Japanese. Even if it doesn't make very much sense.
Right, it's this one.
His English doesn't make a lot of sense either, though.
It's all like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Stop forgetting, you dumbass!
Exactly.
Hinata's just totally into this. Just, oh yeah, wrap your body all over me.
Okay, I don't care, I'm dead.
Now is not the time to be modest.
Now's the time to move your dumb ass. Right up in her tits. And then as she's climbing up, her clothes are up with her because he has a giant erection.
Or else we'll all die. Except, you know, not really die.
Yeah. So Otanashi she's just fine with, but can he not grab her? He's dead next. Since he predicted it, he dies next. Called it!
Drowning is painful.
Yeah. Fifteen levels down. Okay. No. It's a pretty cute wind-up toy. Ah, oh, Sheena. You courageous dumbass. Wasn't a very good trap.
That's such an obvious one.
Oh, yeah. Plus, our protagonist powers. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Wait, what were the traps in level set? What were the traps in level 16? Were there traps in level 16? No, you have a horrible fucking army unit because everyone forgets all the traps that they set up. And then the muggers came.
Should have invested in some security.
Yeah. Or guns. Or a big dog. Oh, fuck yeah, Rich, you can probably afford it. You could probably afford a tiger or something. Well, then they're idiots. If you can't find hard cash, steal shit to sell. Is the mother told this 7-year-old girl where we keep all our money?
You guys are terrible robbers.
Yeah, that fucking clock is probably worth at least like a couple hundred. But unfortunately, my parents were smart and kept all the money in banks. There seems to be a lot of this house that these burglars didn't search. Like, that vase! It's probably expensive! See, even she's like, yeah, this is probably expensive! These burglars are the worst burglars ever! Well, that animation gets all smooth and shit.
Wow, that is fucking dark.
Those are some shit cops. But again, I guess the burglar just shut up, ripped open one pillow, and then did everything, so they probably not that much time to actually get there. But yeah, these are the worst burglars ever. Like, seriously. Hey, get the fuck down, cat. My cat's trying to get up all on my shit. You don't want to know, bro.
He didn't ask if it was suicide. He just asked how you died.
Yeah.
See, I'm curious because I thought you falling down the stairs was going to be how you died.
I mean, the way she landed, it looked like all her shit was broken. Steampunk City. All of a sudden we're in Final Fantasy VII.
Even the music sounds similar.
How many black people with machine guns for hands are there down there? And we keep them down here. Because they're scum. They don't deserve the sun.
Like Oompa Loompas.
Exactly. They all have the same hair color. It actually is a bit weird. They all have the same hair color. I'm cool. Where did you learn to make weapons? That's what I want to know.
So, all of this stuff is just, like, extraneous?
It's there for show. My question exactly! Wait, if Yuri was the first to resist, she would know what Old Guild is. Why would he need to clarify what Old Guild was? Let's blow some shit up, motherfuckers! Yeah, yeah! My sick beard commands it. Yeah, I don't know what anything I'm doing. I'll just try to shoot her in the gut again. See? See, Altanashi? That's how you fucking
do.
One of the knee, just boom. One above the knee, but whatever. If we don't have guns, we'll never be able to fight her. Except for fighting her like in close quarters combat with this knife. Just get her to stand close to Noda or something. The hammer will probably like knock her into space. This doesn't need to be this hard. Guns don't work, just body checker. Fuck, that's a gun.
That's gotta slow her down.
Let's hear her distort that shit.
Well, that really turned out well.
Yep. Granadas. Would have been great if the plunger didn't work, then Otsunashi had to run back down there and like activate the fuses manually. Well, that's unfortunate. She seems very nonplussed by it. Being not a dick. Some kind of sexual joke. I'm too lazy to think one up. Plus, that was episode 2. Woo.
Awesome.
Just want to see. Bromance. Rifle towering her.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
But yes, in the last episode, they used this ending sequence to great effect.
Yeah.
But, you know, future episodes.
We'll get to those when we get to those.
Yeah.
So, now I guess let's get into discussion. So, let's start with the first episode. Pudge. What do you think of the first episode?
I don't know. Like, honestly, it's not the strongest opening episode to a show.
Yeah.
That I So, but you know,
yeah, like with shows opening episodes, they're supposed to like establish the world in at least some degree. Well, this one is just kind of, yeah, we're here. Deal with it.
Yeah. Like, the series as a whole is very good, but that's because I stuck with it originally when I was watching it at first, was because it seemed like such an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode, though, wasn't exactly the best portrayal of that concept. That comes, you know, towards the end, blah, 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 not talking about it. But,
As a first impression, it either, you're like, didn't give you enough information about the world or tried to give you too much information all at once.
Yeah, it's inelegant.
Yeah, like with that opening, like with that group, so, like, just trying to think of it now, like trying to remember that final shot. There's Yuripei, Hinata, Otanashi, Noda, Fifth Dawn, TK, that dumbass with the glasses, Sheena, and that small child. So that's 9 characters were introduced in the first episode. And actually, including like Iwasa from Girl Demo or whatever the fuck that band is called. It's 10.
Yeah.
So there's 10 like protagonists we're introduced to right at the beginning, and we know jack shit about them, aside from just like very generic traits. I was like, oh, he was in judo. This guy has no personality. He's a dumbass. This guy's also a dumbass. This guy's a dumbass too.
I get the feeling she thinks a lot of people are dumbasses.
Well, a lot of them are. Like, seriously, she's always bitch slapping fucking Hinata in the face. Noda is always flying into his own traps. And Glasses Guy, his character trait is he looks smart, but he's really stupid.
And buff, as you'll find out later on.
Yes.
It's not a major plot point. It's just
a joke.
Yeah, it's the one-off. Well, not a one-off joke. They use it later on as well. But yeah, he's svelte.
Yeah, and that's something else with the episodes he seems to do. And like the series that I'm remembering, like in the early episodes as a whole, is trying to use like slapstick humor as a way to not have to do as much world building or character development. Like in that first episode, it was like something interesting's happening. Oh no, wait, nobody gets hit with a hammer.
Yeah. They use these first two episodes to really set sort of what's going on and how they're doing this stuff exactly.
But they're explaining it in the barest of terms.
Yeah. In the most roundabout way possible.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, we're banning this place. How are we gonna make weapons? Dirt. Okay. Yeah,
with our imaginations.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't be surprised if you actually did like the SpongeBob imagination rainbow thing. It wouldn't be that out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that first episode, what do you think? Like, well, Bobby, what are your thoughts on it?
Very similar. I find I wasn't doing a lot of talking because I was doing a lot of trying to figure out what the hell was going oning.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's a little easier because we've seen this series before. But just for you,
yeah,
as a person who's never seen it before.
I mostly grasp stuff by the end. Except characters and who they are, but I'm bad at that. Like, okay. I'm really bad at that.
Yeah, even if you're really good they're barely explaining who the fuck anyone is.
To me, it's right now Hinata, TK, the protagonist, Yuri. That's about it. That's all I know. I don't even remember the protagonist's name because I very rarely remember the name of protagonists.
Yeah, which I guess makes sense because he doesn't remember his name either.
Because they'd just be like, oh, the protagonist. That guy.
Yeah, and that seems to be, just thinking about it now, that seems to be kind of like their method of trying to give him as like base personality as possible, of just having him not remember anything about himself. You know, like, he could have all this, like, weird backstory and stuff, like, remember who he is and what's happening. He's like, nope, fuck, he doesn't know who he is. Let's work for us!
Now, I got focused on a really small detail during the first episode of, like, wow, that's a really good meal for 600 yen.
Yeah. I guess the afterlife is really cheap.
Yeah.
But why do they have money? Why is everybody seemingly Japanese except maybe TK?
Well, I think later on, like, it is established that there might be, like, multiple afterlives.
Yeah, there's, like, different levels and different groups. Like, there would be, there are no, quote-unquote, human adults in this afterlife bubble, I guess.
Yeah, there
that would be a separate afterlife, probably taking place in, like, an office building. Or yeah, some such.
Yeah, it'd be, like, people, like, it'd be like different levels of the afterlife stratified based on like where you like where you were in your life at the time you died.
He died when you were old and you were in a retirement home. Now you're dead and you're back in a fucking retirement home.
Yep. But the TV is always playing that show you like. And the jello
That'd
is always
be nice,
green.
At least.
And the nurses never steal your drugs. Well, they occasionally steal your drugs. But not as often as do in the real world.
Wouldn't you not need your drugs?
You don't need them, you want them.
But yes, despite its slow start that it has in these first couple episodes, in I think this kind of bleeds over into the third and fourth as well, but it this show really shines in its second half.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see it because, like, it's intriguing, even from the first episode. Like, the concept, the world they've set up, even if it's not explained well, it's intriguing. It catches my interest. Mm.
Yeah, one thing that I think they could have done for the first couple episodes to make the show, like, a bit more accessible, I guess, would be tone down the number of characters they give right off the bat. Just have like the first episode just introduce you to Angel, Yuri, and Otanashi. Cause like those would be your three main, and it's like, okay, this is the hook. Then you continue on to the show, and then we start learning, like, getting more members from the 3S class. We start, you know, like we start seeing more of the world and seeing what Yuri's actually doing with trying to, like, stop God and everything.
I have to disagree with you on one part. TK has to be introduced in the first episode.
True, yes. TK! He didn't need to necessarily be introduced, he just needs to be there. You know, like Yuri and Otanashi just sitting around, she's explaining what's happening, there's TK's in the background dancing.
As he frequently does.
Yeah, every once in a while you just hear him scream something in English, and then girls are like, oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with him? He's like so weird. And he just like moonwalks after him. And that's how he gets the scene. Yeah, just like have the characters who are going to be like big things within the series, have them, you know, there, but not necessarily introduced or established. Just have them have it set up so that, okay, here are the three main characters you're introduced to. These are the ones you're going to be focusing on. These are the ones you need to know the most about right off the bat. And then here's some other guys. You'll get to know them as the series progresses.
Yeah, considering the protagonist just woke up from being dead, we don't need some asshole with a halberd showing up and doing a 100-hit combo on him.
Yeah.
Well, funny, a bit unnecessary.
Yeah, but what I'd like to know is how he learned how to pull off Maximum Spider. For those of you who don't know, that's a move from Marvel vs. Capcom, too. Spider-Man pulls it off. Fighting game jokes. It plays. They use the same hit counter. Which, if Deadpool is in this show, he'd probably just grab that hit counter and beat someone to death with it. But anyway. Yeah, so the first episode, it wasn't necessarily a great introduction, but it gave enough. So the general consensus I'm getting is that it wasn't a great introduction to the show, but it set up enough things that you could be interested and enticed to watch the preceding episodes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into episode two, where we get a bit more of the world and the operation that Yuri has set up. And the main question that I have through all
this is... giant fucking basement.
Yeah, and the main question that I have throughout all this is... how? Was the basement already there? Did they build it? If so, how? Because that would have taken...
imagination!
Yeah, Yuri just realized that... Yuri realized really early on that she was just able to manipulate dirt with the power of imagination, so she just made a fucking underground smithing place that she based off Final Fantasy VII. Yeah, little known fact, Yuri real big in RPGs. Even the shit ones. Final Fantasy. But yeah, so this episode, it again relied very heavily on the slapstick. Like throughout the early episode. Like throughout the early part of the episode. And then as we got more toward the end, we got fucking just smacked in the face with this drama. Of Yuri's, like, how she, of, like, you're her death. Like, how, like, why she is the way she is in the afterlife.
I'm getting the feeling that this episode is very representative of something that's going to happen sort of over the course of the show. It entices you in with, oh, yeah, it's kind of a funny, and it's got slapstick humor, and, oh, yeah, by the way, it can be really fucking dark and depressing, too.
Welcome to Key Visual Arts.
Fuck yeah. It's like, yeah, everything's so fun. Oh, God, I want to kill myself. I'm so depressed. Key Visual Arts. Depressing the fuck out of you since whenever they were founded. 1873. They've been around for a while. They're originally a horseshoe company. But yeah, it... it's a problem that I have with, it's like a very small nagging problem that I have with some anime where there'll be like a really jokey tone throughout a good chunk of the episode and then it'll just like slap you in the dick with something horribly depressing. But then immediately after it, it'll like completely ignore it that happened. Like the other one that comes to mind with this is Koi wa Zambadeska. Where it's like really all light and cheery and then just die. For anyone who's seen this show, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Though, to be fair, they often do play the die thing as slapstick.
Oh, but like that first time it's introduced. That first time with like the immortal chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a particularly dark episode. But anyway, unrelated.
It's like the one from like regular slice of life stuff to just like hard left to the end of a Higurashi arc. And that kind of felt like... and this was like a kind of toned down version of that where it was really happy, like really happy, really go, like just fun stuff. And then, oh, by the way, my life was shit. I watched my siblings die because I was robbed by idiots.
It's an interesting thing that you brought up Higurashi, because the only reason they don't do that is because they show you the end at the beginning. they give you a warning, just like, this is where we're going to go.
Yeah, and plus it's a build-up in Higurashi. This is just like, oh, everything's fine, and then, oh, fuck. It was really depressing. And then back to awesome action stuff. Which, I will say, the action in that scene was really good. I really liked it.
And I will say, the one time where they used CG on the cannon, it didn't look too out of place.
No, it was a bit more well integrated than the previous bits that we've seen with like the hands playing the piano and that one kid in the courtyard talking to his friends. In that first episode, seriously, that was just... I can't believe I didn't notice it before. It's so glaring. But yeah, so I guess What do you guys thought of the second episode? Let's Bobby.
It was a good episode. I will say the progression of people dying off until it was just the two of them left was a bit predictable, although not any less enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was the joke.
I kind of like how all of the traps are actually ripped off of movies and television, because it kind of works into the whole lore of if you know it and you understand how it works, you can create it. I'm guessing that they're all just really a bunch of nerds who like watch these movies and then decided to figure out how this shit works.
Well, of course,
into Resident Evil.
Well, of course, like that. I mean, fuck. They're using guns. One of them has a halberd. The other one's a fucking ninja. Of course, they're nerds.
So basically, in the afterlife, nerds will be really awesome.
Yeah, Noda was really into Looney Tunes, which would explain the hammers. What was he was really into Looney Tunes or Wipeout? Because in Wipeout, there's a bit where they open doors and get with a hammer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And one of them was real into Resident Evil, and the other one was, and another one of them was a huge Indiana Jones fan.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think where the dog, like what that would be from. It was just generic, like I'm a hero type thing.
I feel like it might be from something, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what.
Hmm. Yeah, Pudge.
This is, yeah, it's just sort of a the episode is sort of just a reinforcement of the stuff that they say in the first. Really, to me, it's
okay.
Look, you can't die. You can't. This is how we get our weapons. These are sort of the mechanics of the world we live in.
And here are a couple of more very base character traits for all these characters you know nothing about.
Yeah.
And okay. Here's sort of a setup for a yaoi relationship, maybe.
Yeah.
And you do start getting into some of the darker backstories of some of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, isn't always the case. Some of them did have quote-unquote normal deaths without extraordinary circumstances, without spoiling too much, but
except TK's. TK's was I don't think we ever actually learn how he died.
Yeah, they don't go into everybody, but
TK to leave ambiguous for a reason. Because because TK, his death will never be as awesome as the death as all the fans' theories on how he died. My guess, he danced himself to death. It was like some big like breakdancing competition in the middle of like a back alley somewhere, and he just like danced so hard that he like snapped his spine or something. But he still won. He pulled like the sickest move ever and then just died right there. And no one noticed because they were all busy going like, served, 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 served. They just turned to Weekend at Bernie's for a while. Which, let's be honest, TK, he could probably pull off Weekend at Bernie's.
But yeah, another thing I actually kind of just thought of is it does set the tone for, it does set an important, the importance of the people's previous lives to the sort of advancement of the show, as that does become important later on, and so on and so forth, and spoilers, and I'm not going to say anything more.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. So, I guess, overall, first episodes, a bit of an underwhelming first impression, but they set up enough things to be interested. Does that
sounds like a good synopsis?
Yeah, and if nothing else, it's honestly, I will probably watch anything with the Key Visual Arts label on it.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
just if you're gonna be watching anything with a Key Visual Arts label, be ready to get be prepared to get really depressed.
Yeah, just, you know, fair warning, they kind of specialize in that kind of thing.
Yeah, always have a bucket. Always have a box of tissue within arm reach, and always keep all the sharp objects in another room.
Yep.
Yes, but anyway, Angel Beats. For the first two episodes, it's an okay. They were okay first impression. They gave us way too much information, but they what they did give us, it was interesting enough for us to keep watching. And that's what we're gonna keep doing. So be sure to tune in next week. We'll be taking a look at episodes 3 and 4 of Angel Beats. Same Desto Prots time, same Desto Prots channel. And be sure to check out the site every day for other podcasts, other commentaries, other news and video stuffs. But until next time, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovion.
And I'm Padgetron.
See you guys later.